Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today, we're going to be tackling a kind of serious topic.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it in a kind of a fun way.
More interesting way.
An interesting way. It's about office bullying.
Ooh.
Now, you might think that bullying is just something that happens in
school, right?
Like, you've got the tough kid who likes to pick on people. Maybe makes
bigger kids.
Yeah, the bigger kid that makes fun of you, or you know, the way you dress, the way you look, or the music that you listen to. It does happen though when you get older, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
You go into office life.
There's the office bully.
There's the office bully. It's the person that picks on you when you're trying to get your work done, or tries to intimidate you. Intimidate just means that they try to make themselves kind of scary to you.
Yeah.
They might try and scare you, or just things like that. It does happen in the office. We're going to take a look over the next couple of days at how this happens and how this works and how you can deal.
I know, that's the most difficult part.
Yeah, how you can deal with the office bully. So it's good for when you're going to enter the working world and get your career started.
Right.
Let's find out what's going to happen with the office bully in day one.
Reading. The office bully.
Johnson, have you got many assignments right now?
Yeah, I have quite a few things I need to do.
Well, you'll have to make room for another one. I need you to do this sales report for me.
Aren't sales reports your responsibility?
Don't use that tone of voice with me, Johnson. You'll do this one because I'm telling you to do it. I need it by Thursday.
Thursday? But I have other work due by then. I might miss a deadline.
This is more urgent, so do it first. You'll probably have to stay late to finish the rest. That's what you get for working so slowly.
But that's not fair!
Deal with it. If you can't finish all your work, that's not my problem.
What if I tell the boss about this?
Go ahead. I've worked here for longer than you, and the boss likes me. If you complain, he'll think you're not suitable for the job. What's more, everyone will know you can't pull your weight. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Okay, today's conversation starts off with Smith. Smith sounds scary already. He comes in and he says, Johnson, have you got many assignments right now?
Ooh.
Assignments are jobs or tasks that you have to do. So, of course, when you are working, you're going to have assignments, just like when you're in school.
Right.
You might have your English assignment, your history, your math assignment. That's like your homework. But in the working world, your assignments are just the different jobs you have to do every day.
Okay, so 一开始我们看到，哎，感觉就是职场霸凌要出现了。这个他就开始一进来可能就说 Johnson 你现在手上有很多工作吗其中的 assignment 大家可能不陌生因为在学校的时候诶老师也会给我们 assignment 就是一些作业 OK 那其实呢他在就是职场上啊 assignment 也可以表示分派的任务那当然它是源自于动词 assign 就是有指派这样的意思So let's take a look at how we can use this word. We can say the students were given a homework or assignment. Or maybe I could say the reporter's assignment is to interview the candidate.
All right, next we have Johnson. Johnson is the person who is kind of getting yelled at.
He's going to get bullied.
He's getting bullied a little bit. He seems a bit nervous because he says, I have quite a few things I need to do. Quite a few is another way of saying like a lot or quite
a
bit.
I'm busy.
You might be confused because you see a few. Usually a few means a little.
A little.
It means not a lot, but quite a few means, you have
many.
A lot of things or many things I need to do. So, John, it's kind of a way of downplaying it a little bit. If you say I have quite a few things to do, It's a different way of saying, yes, I'm busy.
I have lots of things.
I have lots of things to do. But it's,
tons of things.
It's kind of a more polite way to say
it. I think it sounds scared.
He sounds a little bit intimidated, like I said. He's a little bit frightened.
Okay, so Johnson 感觉就是比较弱势的那一方，所以当然这时候他好像有点紧张。他说，是的 ，I have quite a few things I need to do。这里他当然也可以说 ，I have many or lots of things I have to do。我有表示我有很多事情要做，但是为什么他用 quite a few？OK，或是我们常会用 quite a lot、quite a bit。其实呢，这是比较婉转的语气，但同样他也有着 lots of many。OK, 许多大量的意思。For example, I could say something like, quite a few students from our high school go on to college.
So Johnson is basically saying, yes, I am busy. I've got a lot of things to do.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah, Smith is not sympathetic to this at all. He says, well, you'll have to make room for another
gosh.
One. So he basically says,
it's not very nice.
You're busy? I don't care.Too bad.
Yeah, that's just another way of putting it.
Here's some more stuff to do.
Okay, 所以 Smith 他人有没有很好并没有，他就听到他已经这么忙了， Johnson 那么忙，但他说，哎，你可能还要再多做另一件事情哦。这里的 room 其实 make room for something 就是可能要留一点更多的什么余地啦，机会或是可能性这样子意思。Okay, so for example, room can also mean space. For example, I'm trying to make room for a vegetable garden in the backyard.
That's right, but here we're talking about making room in your schedule.
Yeah.
So you have to move some things around so you can do more work. Hooray, more work. Everybody loves more work. What's he going to do? What's Johnson going to have to do?In addition to all this other stuff that he has to get done, Smith says, I need you to do this sales report for me.
For me.
Okay, that's the key
part. That's the key word.
This means that probably this is something that
Smith is supposed
Smith
to do.
Should be doing. It's Smith's job, but he's saying, you do it for me. Okay, this is where the bullying part comes in.
Gosh.
Office bullies will often do this. They'll try to make other people do their
and
work.
And he says it out loud.
Yeah, and he's just like, here, you do this. This is my job, but you do my job for me.
天哪 ,Smith, 你真是大言不惭，还说，好好 ,Johnson, 我需要你帮我做这个 sales report, 就是销售报告，帮我做 for me.And Johnson, is he just going to go and do it for him? For him?
Yeah, it seems, well, he's trying to kind of be polite again. Johnson is very polite. He said, he didn't say, yeah, I'm busy. I have a lot of stuff to do.
Hello, can't you see?
He says, I have quite a few things to do. I have quite a few assignments on my desk. Here he just tries to kind of make a point by asking a question. He's not being so direct. He's not just saying, that's your job.He says it as a question. He says, aren't sales reports your responsibility?
Oh.
Your responsibility are the things that you are supposed to do.
Yeah,
okay, so when you have a certain job, you have responsibilities, okay? Like the accountant is in charge of the accounts. That's their responsibility. Sales reports are supposed to be Smith's responsibility. It's Smith's job, not Johnson's.
OK, 所以 Johnson 这时候其实还是很客气啦，他就说，诶，可是这个销售报告不是您负责的吗？ OK, 这里我们看到 responsibility 这个字。Responsibility, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, 哇，很长的一个字，就是个名词，表示责任或是职责。OK, for example, 我常常会用到这个字哦，像是mowing the lawn is your responsibility. 小时候我都很不喜欢除草，我就可能会跟我哥哥这么说。或者呢，我可能会说 she has to deal with a lot of family and work responsibilities. OK, responsibility 就是职责。那如果我们要用形容词，就是你负责什么，我们则可以用 responsible for something. You're responsible for...blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so Johnson was trying to be nice about this, trying to indirectly remind the other person that's your job. That's not my job. You're supposed to take care of that. That's your responsibility. Smith is a bully, so he's probably not going to take that well. He says, don't use that tone of voice with me, Johnson. Don't use that tone of voice. It sounds like like your mom or your dad.
Yeah.
You're like yelling at you when you've done something wrong.
And you're the bully.
Yeah, the bully. Like your tone of voice is the way that you speak. You might use a very soft tone of voice like this. Or you might use a very loud tone of voice like this. And he was being nice, but Smith is like accusing Johnson of using a tone that's not appropriate.
Okay, so Smith 这时候还有点可能是恼羞成怒，他说，哎，你不要用那种口气跟我说话哦 ，Johnson. And then he continues and says, "You'll do this one because I'm telling you to do it." Yeah, he does sound like a dad or a mom.
Mm-hmm.
I need it by Thursday, 因为我要你做你就做，我需要在星期四之前完成。Sounds like a mom because I told you so.
Yeah, you do it because I said so.
It's like
there is no reason.
There's no
the reason is I said to
why.
Do
it. Why? Yeah.
That's enough.
So Thursday, is that going to happen?
Well, Johnson, again, he's trying to be nice about this.
Uh-huh.
Not working so well so
no.
far. He says, Thursday, but I have other work due by then. Yeah, if something is due, it means it has to be finished by this time. So he has a lot of other stuff that is due by Thursday.
Yeah.
He has to finish it by Thursday. It sounds like he doesn't have room in his schedule to do...this other person's work for them, and he's trying to be nice about it, but it's just not working.
I know, and it's very honest too. Johnson 说、啊、什么星期四，但是我还有其他的工作要在完成期限完成。OK, 这里我们看到 due, D-U-E 这个形容词是指的应该完成的或是到期的意思。所以常常我们可能、会问老师说 When is the assignment due? That just means when are you supposed to give the completed assignment to the teacher or to your teacher? OK, 或者呢 when we are borrowing books,We might say, your books are due back to the library by a certain date, okay? So you have to return your books by that date. Okay, so this is what due means. Now, I wonder what Johnson, yeah. So he's got a lot on his plate and he says, I might miss a deadline.
Yeah, I might miss a deadline. Like if I've got too much, I might not get things done in time.
Yeah, he has so much.
Your deadline is when things are due by. That's when they are supposed to be finished. If your deadline is tomorrow, it means the work has to be finished by tomorrow. It has to be done. It has to be completed. So Johnson's basically saying, well, if I have too much to do, I might not get my work done on time. I might miss
he has a good point.
The deadline. So he's kind of trying to suggest, I don't have room for this extra work.
It's going to happen. Okay.
He's trying to say, again, he's trying to say it indirectly, though. He's not saying, look,
yes,
I don't have time.
Very polite.
Give it to somebody else. He's basically the complete opposite of Smith.
Yeah, 其实 Johnson 已经很客气，他说，哎呦，可是这样我可能会无法如期完成他的手上工作。Deadline 当然就是最后期限，但是我们常常会说 meet a deadline 就是按时、完成，或者是 miss a deadline 就像本课就是没有按时完成。So for example, we had to hurry to meet the deadline. Okay, so...Don't do things at the last minute.
That's right. You always want to meet the deadline and not miss the deadline. Smith is just not getting the message. Yes, I think Johnson
He doesn't care, probably.
Johnson is being a bit too polite, but that's just the way he is. Smith says, this is more urgent, so do it first. Wow, he is a bully.
He sounds like his boss,
yeah,
even.
If something is urgent...It means it needs to be completed quickly. Perhaps the deadline is very close. You know, if the deadline is 1 hour from now, then yes, it is very urgent. It needs to be done right now. So Smith says, yeah, my work that I'm getting you to
it's
do,
more important.
It's more important than the work that you're doing. So, wow, this really is an office bully.
Right.竟然 Smith 还有脸说啊，不好意思哦，这件事情更急，所以先做。Urgent 呢这个形容词 U-R-G-E-N-T 就是急迫的紧急的比方像是 an urgent message OK I have an urgent message for Sam Where is he? 感觉好像很紧急要留讯息给 Sam Or we could talk about an urgent meeting For example health chiefs have called an urgent meeting to discuss the problem
Next, Smith says, you'll probably have to stay late to finish the rest. So not only is he taking his work and giving it to Johnson, making him do it first, but he's saying Yeah, you'll have to stay late, like work overtime, to finish your own work. So it just keeps getting worse and worse for Johnson. Then...
What's worse?
Smith has the nerve to say that's what you get for working so slowly. So
hello?
He's giving the other person his work, telling him to do his work first, and then blaming him, saying he's working slowly. So yeah, this is what it means to be an office bully. Picking on Johnson because perhaps Johnson is a little bit more mild,
a little bit more polite,
or yeah, too nice.
Smith 就说，哎呀，我跟你讲，你可能要加班才可以完成其他的工作。什么？他为了你加班 ？Okay, stay late 其实就是比较晚。好，待到比较晚，但是 work overtime 就有加班的意思。OK， 当然这时候他就说，哎呦，这就是你做事速度太慢才会这样啊，你怎么还好意思说 ？So Johnson's like he probably doesn't know what to say. He says, but that's not fair. So finally, he's going to be very honest about this whole situation. 他说这不太公平吧 ？And what will Smith say?
Smith just says,
to this?
Deal with it.Deal with it basically means too bad. You have to do it. You have to do it anyway, so just do it. Stop complaining, just do the work.
Just do my work for me.
Do my work in this case. So he has no sympathy. He doesn't care if it's fair or not fair. He's just saying, do it. And he says, if you can't finish all your work, that's not my problem.
Thank you.
Even though he's making it his problem.
Exactly. Deal with it. 其实讲话已经开始很机车。他说，你就去面对处理它吧。如果你不能完成所有的工作，哎，不好意思哦，那不是我的问题。Now Johnson is probably going to fight back a little bit by saying, "What if I tell the boss about this?" 哎，这时候 Johnson 开始想要有一种。硬起来，他说如果我告诉老板呢 ，Is Smith going to be afraid of that?
Well, here we have an example of what we call office politics. The little power games that people might play with each other. Smith says, go ahead. Yeah, you can do it. Go ahead and do it. I've worked here for longer than you. Okay, so Smith has been with the company longer than Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And the boss likes me.
Oh, no.
So he's saying, okay, if you go tell the boss...I've been here longer, so perhaps I'm more important. And the boss likes me. So if the boss likes him and maybe doesn't know who Johnson is...
He's going to be on my side.
Yeah, he's going to take my side over yours. So you can go tell him whatever you like.
Oh, gosh. So Smith 这时候他没有在怕的。他说 go ahead, 你去啊。我在公司工作的时间都比你还久还长。老板拜托他是喜欢我的。And then he continues and says, if you complain, he'll think...You're not suitable for the job.
Ouch.
Yeah, 如果你去抱怨，他只会认定，哎，你可能不太适合这份工作。Suitable, S-U-I-T-A-B-L-E, 这个形容词就是适合的这样的意思。Okay, for example, is this shirt suitable for work? Okay, or her experience makes her more suitable for the job. Okay, that's what suitable means.
That's right. So, this is a very tough situation for Johnson. And Smith, he's not done yet. He's got more. He says, what's more, everyone will know you can't pull your weight.
Oh,
pull your weight
is
an idiom that we often see in working situations. It means you can't do your share of the work. So, everyone is supposed to pull their own weight. It means we each have our set of responsibilities.If you can take care of them, if you can do your work, you're part of it, you can pull your weight. It means you can do your job, do it well, do it on time. If you can't pull your weight, well, you might end up getting fired. You might not be suitable for the job.
He's very good at twisting his words.
Yes, he is.
So Smith 就说，还有呢 ，What's more, 每个人就会知道，哎呀。你不能完成自己的本分。这里 pull one's weight 其实就是尽自己本分这样的意思。For example, you have to pull your own weight around here if you want to stay.
Next, Smith says, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. This
is
another expression, which means if you can't handle the pressure of the job, then you should not be doing that job. You should just get out. You should quit. You should not be here.
天哪，这句话听起来已经嘲讽到就是顶点。他说， If you can't stand or take the heat, get out of the kitchen. 怕热就别进厨房。是什么意思呢？就是用于表示，哎，如果你没有办法应付做事情的困难 ，OK， 就不要做啊。OK， and let's take a look at this phrase a little bit more in our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Okay. My move.
Well, I see. I'll just take this piece.
What? It's not fair. You're too good at this game.
Huh. If you can't stand the heat...Get out of the kitchen.
But we are in the living room and it's kind of cold here.
We use the phrase, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, to tell someone not to do something if they can't deal with how hard it might be.
Okay.If you can stand the heat, get out of the kitchen means 怕热就别进厨房。
That's right. Anyway, it's your move.
I'm going to do this. Checkmate.
What? Huh? How did that happen? I can't believe I lost. That's not fair.
If you can stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
For you chat.
So today we've met our office bully, not a very nice person as bullies usually are. Now this question, Laura, is have you ever been bullied or seen someone else being bullied? So what happened in this situation?
Actually, luckily, I think it's also because of, I think I'm not...I'm a tough person.
You seem tough.
Yeah, so usually I don't get bullied. But yes, I have seen my friends being bullied by other people. And of course, I try to, you know, stick out for my friend. And also, I think sometimes bullies, they are just...picking on the weak ones.
Yes.
So if they see people helping out, they actually get, they're pretty much chickens. They
yeah.
They're just like, okay, fine.
But they're big chickens.
Yeah.
They're big,
they're
tough.
They're just picking on the weaker ones.
Yeah. I think bullying is a very common experience. I was bullied when I was a kid.
You were?
Yeah, I was, because I was kind of small, and there was, you know, bigger kids, and it's just, it happens in school. It always happens. At every school, there's at least one bully or more than one bully. So...Sometimes I was bullied, sometimes other kids were bullied. On our next program, we're going to talk about, you know, standing up to bullies a little
bit. We could talk more about that.
We're going to talk more about that on the next show. But we're out of time for this one, so we'll have to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Office Bully.
Johnson.Have you got many assignments right now?
Yeah, I have quite a few things I need to do.
Well, you'll have to make room for another one. I need you to do this sales report for me.
Aren't sales reports your responsibility?
Don't use that tone of voice with me, Johnson. You'll do this one because I'm telling you to do it.I need it by Thursday.
Thursday? But I have other work due by then. I might miss a deadline.
This is more urgent, so do it first. You'll probably have to stay late to finish the rest. That's what you get for working so slowly.
But that's not fair!
Deal with it. If you can't finish all your work, that's not my problem.
What if I tell the boss about this?
Go ahead. I've worked here for longer than you, and the boss likes me. If you complain, he'll think you're not suitable for the job. What's more, everyone will know you can't pull your weight. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Vocabulary Review.
assignment. Please make sure that you finish this important assignment by this Friday. Responsibility. Now that Steve is a manager, it's his responsibility to make sure his team members are doing their jobs. Do. I have some English homework, but it isn't due until next Wednesday. Deadline. Amy asked the boss if she could extend the deadline for the sales report to Thursday. Urgent. This piece of work is urgent, so it's the only thing I'm working on right now. Suitable. The manager has interviewed 3 people, but none of them is suitable for the job.